morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, December 22nd. Currently with fair and breezy conditions, the current temperature is minus 9 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts of 36 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.41. The dew point is minus 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 34 degrees. We are under a winter chill warning until tomorrow, Friday at 12 p.m., and a winter weather advisory until tomorrow, Friday at 6 a.m. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05. We're going to take a break and go to our Kansas News. When we come back, we'll have a list of some closings here in Norton.
Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores. This time of year is fraught with warnings about fraud scenarios like porch pirates who steal items you've ordered online as they arrive at your doorstep. Jason Cirillo has more.
Courtney Ann Clam with AARP says even if you've heard of everything, scammers are always adding a twist in an effort to keep you off guard.
Especially around the holidays, we see them taking advantage of stuff people want to give to charities. People are ordering stuff online more often. People are giving gift cards.
There's a new gift card scam that has thieves manipulating the cards on the kiosks. After the card is bought, the scammer then transfers the money before the card is used by its intended recipient. Experts suggest don't take the top card off the rack. I'm Jared Cirillo.
No injuries are reported after shots were fired at a Kansas City shopping center. Police were called to Ward Parkway Center at 8600 Ward Parkway around 6:45 yesterday evening after gunfire was reported. This is Kansas Information Network News.
As we celebrate Christmas, you may wonder if Jesus Christ can make a difference in your life. You bet he can.
Franklin Graham.
That's why he came, to save us from our sins. He came to earth as a babe, took our sins to the cross. 33 years later, he died on the cross and God raised him to life. He's not dead, he's alive. If you've never put your faith and trust in him, you can do that right now. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I've made a wreck of my life. I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, please call us at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729, 855-255-7729.
God bless you. And
good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with KQNK. We do want to announce some closings today. The senior center will be closed and there will not be meals due to the weather. There is no livestock auction today. The Living History Museum Christmas at the Adobe has been canceled and rescheduled for next Wednesday and Thursday. New Age will be closed today. The library will be closed. There will be no arthritis exercise classes at the Norton Rec Center. Java will be closed. The Norton Chamber of Commerce office will be closed. The Norton County Health Department will be closed. Farm Bureau Financial Services will be closed. F&F Iron is closed today. The Norton County offices and departments will all be closed today. Boxler Insurance will be closed today. And the Norton Telegram will be closed today. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. We are sharing on our Facebook page all the closings that come along that we can find. My suggestion would be that if you do have to get out today and you do feel like there is some place that you need to go, call first. Make sure they are open before you get out on the roads. Maybe you could save yourself a trip. But I would suggest a call ahead of time. We want to thank the bank for all of their severe weather reports. Your news is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly issued Executive Order 2209 to provide conditional and temporary relief from certain motor carrier rules and regulations so that assistance can more quickly get to areas of the state impacted by the winter storm. The order lifts certain restrictions on motor carriers, such as some driving time limitations, to allow needed fuels, relief supplies, and other items to move through Kansas as quickly as possible. These exceptions apply only to motor carriers directly assisting state and local response efforts. Governor Kelly said she was issuing the order to ensure that no matter what the storm brings to Kansas, supplies and relief can get to communities in need as quickly as possible. And she urges all Kansans to exercise caution over the next coming days, to reconsider travel if possible, and to please stay safe and warm. Governor Kelly acknowledges and concurs with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management's declaration of a state of emergency in Kansas with Emergency Order 2209, which will be in effect until rescinded or until January 20th of 2023, whichever comes first. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways, and having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information, you can visit www.candrive.org. On Wednesday, the State Finance Council approved a total of $374 million in COVID-19 relief funds for broadband infrastructure and adoption. The modernization and improvement of government services, economic development, and health and education initiatives recommended by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee. Governor Kelly said she wanted to thank the bipartisan State Finance Council and everyone who participated in the SPARK process for helping ensure these relief dollars are invested as effectively and efficiently as possible. The SPARK Executive Committee met on December 20th to consider program designs, proposals for COVID-19 relief funding recommended by the committee in September. The Executive Committee reviewed the proposals and recommended programming to distribute $374 million in federal coronavirus relief funds allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, of March 2021. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman said the programs approved on Wednesday will make catalytic investments in critical areas of need that will position Kansas for future success. He said from broadband to economic development, these programs will provide funding to Kansas communities that will be impactful for years to come. The portfolio of approved funding includes investments in competitive grant programs in the four SPARK advisory panel areas: connectivity, efficiency and modernization, health and education, and economic revitalization. Additional details on the competitive grant programs will be forthcoming from administrating agencies by the end of February. In Nebraska news, Governor-elect Jim Pillen announced in a Wednesday press release that state troopers are getting a raise, as Pillen said his team made a breakthrough agreement with the State Law Enforcement Bargaining Council, and this pay increase is the largest in 20 years for troopers. According to the press release, the agreement, which takes effect on July 1st of 2023, includes a new hiring rate of $30 an hour, a $5.43 increase from the Nebraska State Patrol's current rate, and troopers will also get enhanced pay for specialty assignments, along with incentives for being better trained and equipped. Pillen said in the release that the highest calling of the government is to protect its citizens, and the Nebraska State Patrol is an integral part of keeping people safe. He said this new contract is part of his commitment to ensure law enforcement has the necessary tools, funding, and manpower needed to protect Nebraska communities. And he will continue to look for more opportunities to back law enforcement and invest in Nebraska's justice system. Colonel John Bolduc, the superintendent of the patrol, stated that this agreement sets the Nebraska State Patrol up to recruit the next generation of troopers to serve across Nebraska. And this is the result of excellent collaboration among all involved and a shared mission to keep Nebraskans safe through dedicated law enforcement service. The Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission gave the thumbs up for the casino at Fawner Park to open its doors. The commission approved the Grand Island Casino Resort's gaming operator's application on Wednesday, making way for a partial opening before the end of the year. A casino official said a partial grand opening is set for Tuesday at noon, and there will be 300 slot machines and horse betting, with more games to come. As by July 2023, the casino anticipates it will offer 5 or 6 table games, including craps, roulette, and blackjack. The resort's completion is expected in December 2024, when the casino will become the first to operate in central Nebraska and the second in state history after the opening of Lincoln's War Horse Casino. In July, organizers broke ground for the upcoming War Horse Omaha Casino. A gaming operator's application has been submitted, but no meeting has yet been set for its approval. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, December 19th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission opened an amended budget hearing for the 2022 county departments as published in the Norton Telegram. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to open the hearing, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. And there were no comments from the public, so a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the published amended budget, with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed 3-0. Ted with the Norton County Solid Waste delivered a new bid for the fencing to be installed on the north side of the solid waste property. Ted reported that supplies are difficult to locate and the options for installation and product has changed. So the bid received would be for steel post and woven wire with large wooden posts for the corners and brace. Ted then reported that the compactor is having drive issues. The differential is locking, and this is causing issues in the pit, and a recent oil sample showed problems which will require shop time. Ted reported to the commission that they found more biohazard bags last week in the trash, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has again been notified, as well as the hauler. Ted also reported the last well testing came back with 2 wells not passing the test, and the 2 wells will need to be retested in the spring. Added tax abatement 2022-115 was presented for a late file in the amount of $48.84, and abatement statements 2022-117, 118, and 119 were present for a commercial trailer to be removed, and the total abatement was $517.74. The statements were approved as submitted. Dallas Goslin, the director of the Norton City County Economic Development, spoke with the commission on the MIH grants funds becoming available for housing. And after discussion, the commission felt the application should be more on the city side versus a county application. Rich Miller was in to visit with the commission about concerns and thoughts with the Norton County Hospital, and Rich informed the commission that he is currently working with the board and staff. Troy Thompson, the Norton County Sheriff, spoke with the Commission on Department Operations, and Troy stated that the inmate population is currently at 3. Troy spoke with the Commission on damage to a patrol car during Halloween and also some damage to a patrol vehicle during fueling. Finally, Troy gave a brief report on staffing for his office, as Troy has received a dispatcher resignation effective January 1st. Norton County Hospital board members Jill Edgett, Ron Fisher, and James Maru were in to speak with the commission on current operations at the Norton County Hospital. The board members present wanted to discuss concerns that are being addressed currently at the hospital and clinic. Tax abatement 2022-120 was presented to the commission for signature, and the abatement was issued for a Board of Tax Appeals order on property, and the abatement was approved in the amount of $113.44. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the December 12, 2022 commission minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until December 30th of 2022. The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. The Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas, and Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. and there will be no Saturday clinics this Saturday, December 24th, and on Saturday, December 31st at the Norton Medical Clinic. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there will be patchy blowing snow before 5 p.m. It should be sunny and cold with a high near zero with wind chill values as low as minus 39, and it will be windy with a northwest wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around minus 14 and wind chill values as low as minus 33 with blustery conditions and a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 12 with wind chill values as low as minus 33 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around minus 12 with wind chill values as low as minus 20. We'll be back with the rest of your weather in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 22. On Sunday, Christmas Day, should be mostly sunny with a high near 41. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 40. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. And on Wednesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 54. Currently, with fair and breezy conditions, it is minus 9 degrees. The humidity is 55%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 36 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.41. The dew point is minus 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We do want to remind you that we are under a wind chill warning until tomorrow, December 23rd at 12 p.m., and then a winter weather advisory until tomorrow, December 23rd at 6 a.m. We also have some closings to announce. The Senior Center will be closed today, and there will not be meals today, Thursday, December 22nd. There is no livestock auction. The Living History Museum Christmas at the Adobe has been canceled and rescheduled for next Wednesday and Thursday. New Age Industrial is closed today. The Norton Library will be closed today. There will be no arthritis exercise classes at the Norton Rec Center today. JAVA, the Norton Chamber of Commerce office, the Norton County Health Department, and Farm Bureau Financial Services will all be closed today. F&F Iron will be closed today, and all Norton County offices and departments will be closed today. Also, Boxler Insurance and the Norton Telegram will be closed. Check out all of the closings that we find. We are sharing on our Facebook page for KQ&K, so check, like, and follow us so that you can find out all those closings. And once again, if you did not hear a business on our list, that just means that we have not been informed or we do not know. Please call before you get out. Call that business. Make sure they're going to be open today, or maybe they're going to be open later today. I would call before I got out on the streets. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:24.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-928-3366. That's 800-928-3366. 800-928-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs have an interesting matchup coming up on Christmas Eve on Saturday as they take on the Seattle Seahawks at home at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, one of their big matchups. We're dealing with star wide receiver DK Metcalf for Seattle, and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo met with the meeting. He discussed DK Metcalf and what he first sees just in the physical nature of Metcalf and also how he feels his team is going to need to try and be prepared to stop the star-studded wide receiver coming up on Saturday.
What a stud, right? Reminded me of T.O. when we had T.O. in Philadelphia. But yeah, he's big, he's strong, he plays a powerful game, you know, he'll out-muscle guys. Talked about it all week long, we got to find ways to maybe get two on him. He's a go-to guy. And even I watch teams that double him at times, and sometimes that doesn't make a difference because he's just so physically bigger and stronger than the guy he's going against. But we got to limit those kind of plays.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Castor.
As we celebrate Christmas, you may wonder if Jesus Christ can make a difference in your life. You bet he can.
Franklin Graham.
That's why he came, to save us from our sins. He came to earth as a babe, took our sins to the cross. 33 years later, he died on the cross and God raised him to life. He's not dead, he's alive. If you've never put your faith and trust in him, you can do that right now. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I've made a wreck of my life. I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, please call us at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, 855-255-PRAY. That's 855-255-7729, 855-255-7729.
God bless you. And
want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets. Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
Good morning. This significant winter storm is making its impact this morning with dangerously cold Arctic air, gusty winds up to 45 and 50 miles per hour, and blowing snow. That's going to be the story.